The budget deal will see total expenditure cut by $45.9 billion over the next 7 years. It was seen as a victory for those EU leaders who had demanded that austerity at home be matched by cuts in Brussels, like British Prime Minister David Cameron.
There are lots of people who wanted to push it up, and at last someone's come along and said this has got to stop, it's time for that credit card limit to come down.
The euro has gained 6% against other currencies over the last 6 months. That's a good sign, says European Central Bank President Mario Draghi.
The appreciation is, in a sense, a sign of return of confidence in the euro.
Analysis by the Dutch bank ING showed almost $134 billion in private funds flowed back into countries on the edge of the eurozone in the last 4 months of 2012. That marks a big turnaround from a year ago, when worried investors were taking their money out of the eurozone. Louise Cooper is a financial analyst.
We've seen the banks in Spain and Italy benefit from that, and there has been a more of a willingness to take on the riskier trades of lending to the periphery nations.
But periphery countries like Greece and Spain are still struggling with low or negative growth and spiralling unemployment. This was the line last week at a recruitment event for flight attendants in Athens. Cooper says claims by European leaders that the debt crisis is over are premature.
Progress is being made, but at a snail's pace. Even though we've had a big rally in equity markets, or had a big rally in equity markets in the first few weeks of January, it was actually on quite small volumes.
In addition, Italy has an election on February the 24th, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is climbing in opinion polls. Meanwhile, the party of Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, is engulfed in corruption allegations. Philip White is with the Centre for European Reform.
Politics is one of the big black swans of the eurozone this year. In Italy, we could have political uncertainty, perhaps a return of Silvio Berlusconi. In Spain, we don't know where the current scandal surrounding the Prime Minister will go. And all of these sorts of things have the capacity to unsettle markets.
German elections in September could be the big test this year for Europe, says White, with Chancellor Angela Merkel battling to remain the leader of Europe's biggest economy. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.